This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of this live Sunday edition of the program. So sorry to anybody who was trying to watch us on the LRN.FM YouTube feed. Apparently that no longer exists. Got banned from YouTube for a month tonight, and I have no idea why. Johnny Ray, you weren't taking your clothes off earlier, were you?
No, I wasn't.
No, okay, so that
but
wasn't
you,
it.
But you were violating the community standards.
That's
somehow.
What they said, yeah. They don't say when, and they don't say which standard, but yet they'll allow you to appeal the decision. So if you click the button to appeal, then they let you write in one line of what it is that you want to say.
Uh-huh.
On your behalf, in which case I said, well, you didn't tell me what the violation was or when it happened, so I'm not sure how I'm supposed to address this. Submit. And that's that. I suspect it was probably copyright, would be my guess, because some of the shows on LRN.FM don't really care about copyright, and frankly, I don't either. These companies certainly do, companies like YouTube and that kind of thing. So we'll have to figure out what to do about that, if anything at all. But here we are, doing a radio show anyway, because it's not a video medium primarily. Primarily, it's just our voice in your ears, and your voice, if you want, on the air with us. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got to talk more about savings here. That's what we started the show with. We're going to come back to it. I've got an email that we haven't gotten through, and then we have to talk about the chapter about savings in Economics in One Lesson. We're going to do some economic discussions here tonight, but it's always open phones here on Free Talk Live, and we have Sharon on the line in Long Beach, California. And you were sharing a tragic story involving your son, who was in the military, had gone to a VA yes. hospital with a pain in his side. They had run some tests. They were going to hold him for, observing overnight. And during that time frame, an intern, you say, admitted actually to you to having given him the wrong pills and ultimately causing him to slip into a coma. Did he ever recover from that coma, or did he pass away?
They gave him this medication because he was arguing with the intern about he did not want this medication. He knew that that wasn't for him.
How did he end up taking the medication if he wasn't forced to by an IV?
Intravenously. Yeah, he did have an IV.
Why would he have? Hold on. I mean, if he was conscious, did they do it while he was unconscious, do you think?
No, he was conscious and he was yelling at them to, not to give him this medication. It turns out they had the wrong paperwork. They had somebody else's name on that paperwork.
Oh, geez.
And my son knew that he wasn't there to take medicine. He was just there for observation.
Right.
But
why do they have him hooked up to an IV if he's just there for observation? I'm not a nurse, so I don't know anything about this. But that
seems
weird.
He was in pain. He had pain in his side, but they do that to keep him from getting dehydrated or whatever.
But isn't that normally what they do? I mean, again, maybe there's a nurse out there that can call in about this. And I'm not saying the VA hospital knows what the hell they're doing, but isn't the reason you normally hook up an IV is if the person is sort of like bedridden, where they can't, they can't raise their own hand or their own arm to their mouth to drink?
They were giving him pain medication for this pain.
Yeah.
But
that doesn't mean you can't have a glass of water. But anyway, I'm not denying your story. I just, things don't totally add up. And we've heard so many different stories about the VA and the nightmares that people have had in these hospitals. And we're not just talking about, the ones that hit the mainstream media. Also, stories like yours, just people who've had a personal, experience, personally or through a family member, with just an absolutely nightmarish situation. Was there any kind of recompense? And you didn't answer the question. Did your son pass away in the coma, or did he recover?
He was in the coma, and the doctor on the floor was having some kind of a nervous breakdown because he was being accused of letting interns practice medicine without him being in the room. And so and I was at the hospital. I was by my son's bedside. When the investigator came in, he put my son on like a dialysis machine, and he said that should take the medicine out of his system and he'll wake up. He said he's got a good chance of waking up. Probably a few days. He said he might be on that machine. But 2 days later, I'm sitting by his bedside. He looked fine, just like asleep. And the doctor on the floor was getting crazier by the minute. He asked me to go into the waiting room, the family waiting room, while they adjusted something. So I did. While I was in the waiting room, evidently he smothered my son to death.
What?
Yes. And
evidently, wait a minute. What is the evidence for that?
Well, while I was sitting in the waiting room, he comes to the waiting room door about 20 minutes later, opens the door, he's all cheerful, and he goes, "Miss Mason, you can see your son now." Well, I thought my son had woken up. He was so cheerful. And as I'm walking toward the room, he's on my left side, but he's staying a step behind me, and he's watching my face. And those rooms don't have doors. You can see in the rooms. So I was just walking into the room, and I noticed that the machine was gone. I was a little bit closer to my son's bed, and it was the most horrible sight I've ever seen in my life. He went from looking completely normal to having his face crushed, having his tongue sticking out of his mouth all the way black. His lip was torn, and it was down to his jawbone.
And just to clarify, what length of time had elapsed between when you left your son's...
20 minutes. And
I mean, it's a stunning story. I don't know... Was there any kind of proof of your allegation that this man smothered your son?
It's being investigated. It is being investigated by the FBI and the tort law group in Washington, D.C., and I contacted I've contacted every agency I could think of, but something did come out on TV 4 months ago. Dr. Christian Head at the Los Angeles VA hospital, which governs the Long Beach VA hospital that did this to my son, he came out on TV because now that President Trump has signed that bill that whistleblowers will be protected. It was a VA bill to start going after all these doctors and hospitals that have done all this harm. So Dr. Christian Hayes, a top surgeon at the LA VA, came out on the news and said that Los Angeles VA hospital in less than 3 years has killed 140,000 vets. 140,000.
Wow, yeah, you're not the first person with a story like this with, the claim. I knew a guy in Florida, and thank you, by the way, Sharon, for the call. I'm so sorry to hear about that. But I knew a guy in Florida who was a cab driver, and he was, older gentleman, probably close to 70. And he was convinced that the doctors at the VA hospital were trying to kill him. I mean, he fully believed that it wasn't just incompetence. It was actual malice on the parts of these doctors. The idea being that if they kill off their patients, they have less work to do. Johnny Ray, you were in the military. I mean, do you believe that story?
I don't believe the story. I don't believe Sharon's story.
Yeah.
It's just too outrageous.
Shocking.
It's too crazy for me.
It sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah. I have zero experience with the VA. When I was in, when I was on active duty.
You were in the Marines.
Yeah, when I was on active duty, I was treated the few times that I had any kind of medical evaluation by Navy personnel.
Okay.
And then once I got out, that was it. I actually haven't been to the doctor. I've had my eyes examined.
Would you go? I mean, you got the free VA, don't you? I mean, if you go there.
I think I would go, but I'm not sure my papers are in order.
I see.
And I wouldn't want to go. I would rather go. I just feel safer when there's money involved.
Right. Well, there's money involved. The VA's getting plenty of money. I'm sure their budgets are very high.
I feel safer when I'm giving someone money for something.
When you're making the choice.
When I'm part of the transaction, then I know that I've got a stake in it, where if I go to the VA, I don't. It's all public relations.
It was an unbelievably horrifying story. I mean, there have been some pretty horrifying situations in some of these VA hospitals, so I don't know. Crazy. You can share your thoughts here with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. VA hospitals are socialized medicine, and that's why they're bad.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up in like 6 weeks in Acapulco, 5 weeks. It's coming up fast, and it's going to be February 15th through the 18th. The final day of Anarchapulco this year, like last year, is going to be Cryptopulco, where they'll be focusing on all cryptocurrency-related speeches. But throughout the whole 15th through the 18th, there's going to be a lot of great liberty-oriented speakers. They're going to be making anarchy great again with guest speakers, including keynote speaker Ron Paul, as well as G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Veer, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Finot, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, Carrie Wedler, Vich Yedlaika, and Sterling Lujan. Like, almost everybody on that list we've had on the air here on Free Talk Live. There's a few of them that we haven't, so we're going to have to make sure we talk to them, because we're going to be broadcasting live from Anarchapulco. There's going to be live music from Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hustle, and more. It's all happening at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. And it was a great event last year. They're moving the location this year. Last year's resort was fantastic. This one's going to be right there on the beach, so it may be even better. Check it out over at anarchapulco.com. Get your tickets with code FTL, and then you get 10% off the regular ticket prices for the main event. That's anarchapulco.com. There are also sort of sub-events or related events that are happening at around that time frame, like the Health and Wellness Retreat, Change Media University with Luke Radowski, and even an Amazonian ceremony called the Snake and the Jaguar. You'll have to go and read more about that over at anarchapulco.com, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. Again, don't forget code FTL when you get your tickets. It's Ian and Johnny Ray here in the studio tonight. Let's go to Pat. He's in northern Michigan. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, gentlemen. Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yes, I'm piggybacking on a girl that just called in from about the VA crisis and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I'm having a hard time with this. I'm a little emotional. This is a horrific tale of government abuse and a spent life.
Tell me about it.
All right. Back in the late 60s, a buddy of mine was 17. He was being beaten, and his little brother was being beaten, and his mother was being beaten by an abusive stepfather. So he finally, became man enough at the age of 17. Well, he killed that SOB.
Okay.
And the judge gave him a choice at the time. Well, you go to jail or go to NOM.
Wow. All right.
He said, well, I'm going to NOM.
I don't know if I made that choice, but go ahead.
A couple years into his, I'm going to try to roll through this quick for you boys. A couple years into his first hitch, he ended up shot down in a mud baddie in a chopper, only survivor.
Jeez.
One machine gun survived. Ran out of ammunition for that after about the first day and a half. Fought him off for 3 days by himself with, the engines, shotguns and .45. And, he ended up signing up for another hitch. Well, of course, I mentioned the chopper. Well, years later, he come home. He ended up growing Frankenstein bolts on his neck from the Agent Orange and shit and stuff. Mm. And, he could get little no help from VA. And, this man was a hero.
So he did some, heroic things in battle, and then signed back up for more of it, ended up with Frankenstein bolts in his neck? What is that?
Well, yeah,
exactly?
The growth from the Agent Orange.
I see. Mutations.
It gets even worse, guys. This stuff is hereditary. It ended up getting passed down to his kids.
What? Okay, so you're saying
I'm telling you, this is biblical to how many generations?
So what you're saying is the military screwed him with the Agent Orange in the first place, and then screwed him again by neglecting him in the VA?
And it's passed down to the next generation.
Isn't it amazing how many stories
duplicity? I don't know. I'm a little rattled here.
Yeah, well, I mean, in a lot of cases, duplicity would be somebody who's pretending to be one thing and doing something else.
No, okay, like I said, it's the wrong word.
But it sounds horrible, and you know, what's amazing to me is that despite the number of stories over decades of VA malfeasance and incompetence and mismanagement and just open, you know, killing and death, poor hospitals, the military, not just the VA, but also the military experimenting on soldiers and mistreating them and abusing them and, you know, putting people in horrifyingly unnecessary conditions. It's just amazing that people still support these organizations. They still... Go ahead.
We all know when you put the government in charge, if anybody can screw it up, they will.
They sure will. Yeah, and then in this case, we're talking about people's lives, and they don't care. They don't care.
Doesn't that really affect all of our lives in any aspect of government intervention? I mean, there's a certain amount of shadow factor no matter where you go.
It's bad news, and I don't understand why people continue to blindly accept that these bureaucrats, that these government programs are somehow beneficial. They're not. The U.S. military puts us in danger.
I think the worst thing that we have that we face in the government union is probably the biggest union in the country.
Well, there's a bunch of them.
But
the
unions that have stood, like the truckers union, the iron workers union, they stood on a little bit of cojones. Mm-hmm. The government union just kind of said, oh, we're here too, and we want representation. And they become the biggest friggin' one. And
they're dug in. I mean, they're dug in like ticks. You can't get rid of them.
Exactly. Ticks and chiggers.
Guys, whenever I think about Agent Orange, or I should say I think about Agent Orange when I consider that a lot of people want the government to protect us, to protect the environment.
They claim that, yeah.
Yeah, and the government is probably the biggest polluter. The U.S. government is probably the biggest polluter in the world. They manufacture products that are specifically designed to destroy the environment, stuff like Agent Orange. In the Middle East, they had all of the ordnance that they needed to get rid of. They all piled it all together in heaps and set it on fire.
Wow.
These burn pits in Iraq and elsewhere have caused a lot of U.S. soldiers to die.
Really?
Joe Biden,
the chemicals, the smoke or whatever?
Joe Biden's son died of cancer, brain cancer, I think.
Huh.
And he had spent a lot of time at a base with a burn pit. They were, you know, all the weapons that they found and the stuff they had to get rid of, they just burned it. And it would just go up in smoke. And the soldiers would have ash on them.
Uh-oh.
And they were breathing it in.
Not good.
No.
Not good at all.
But the folks who want the government to protect the environment, they don't understand that the government is the biggest killer and destroyer of same.
Great points, guys. Pat, thanks for the call. I appreciate the story.
I got it.
The toll-free number. Yep. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about the awful government military and its ancillary programs or whatever is on your mind, you may do that here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We can talk more about savings coming up here. And then Johnny Ray might have a game of the week to tell us about. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free to join us on the radio waves here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Bitcoin.com, great place to go to if you've heard about cryptocurrency, you've heard about Bitcoin, you've seen the news headlines about the amazing price of one Bitcoin that just over this weekend hit as high as $17,000. It's taken a bit of a drop since then, now at around $16,000 per Bitcoin. But it's something that you really owe it to yourself to take a little bit of time to learn about. Don't stay in the dark because, you know, you just haven't taken a few moments to go and watch a quick video or read an article about it. And they've got a lot of great news items and such over at news.bitcoin.com if you want to get the latest headlines about Bitcoin. That's a great site to go to. But if you want just the basics, it's a great place to start and learn about the incredibly deep world of cryptocurrency. You can get as deep into that world as you want to, but at the very least, you ought to understand the basics about what it is, because it's not going away. Unlike what our caller earlier believes, I'm with you, Johnny Ray. I think that cryptocurrency is here to stay for the foreseeable future. So you really ought to check it out at Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, you can bring up anything you want. We've been talking about recently, we've had some calls related to the VA system, which is just a horrible socialist medicine system. And, of course, a lot of socialist medicine systems don't result in very good care for certain people. There are some people who feel as though they've gotten a great deal out of socialism. It's usually younger people is what we've heard over the years on Free Talk Live. where like a younger person from Canada will call in and talk about how great their experience was with the Canadian government-run healthcare system there. But, of course, they're young and in relatively good health, and they're also the active taxpayer in Canada. So the Canadian tax system, if you will, the Canadian government, has more of an incentive to take care of the younger people in its system. They're the ones who are feeding in to pay the bills. Whereas the older folks, whether they live or die really doesn't matter that much to the, you know, the socialized healthcare system. So, well, let's make them wait 6 months before they can get the surgery that they need to solve the problem that they have. Or maybe we'll just decide that they don't need that operation at all. I mean, because, after all, if grandma dies at age 81 or age 82, it really isn't going to matter to the government-run healthcare system because she's not working anymore. She's not actively paying into the system. I know that sounds cold, but they actually have panels of bureaucrats who decide whether or not people get treatment.
Yeah, I was just going to say what you're talking about, the concept of death panels,
yeah,
which sound horrifying and dystopian, but it's necessary if you have a bureaucratic system to pay for your health care.
You've got to allocate the money somehow.
Yeah, if you're living in a totally free market, then you yourself are going to decide whether or not you're going to pay for that
right.
procedure or that test or what have you.
Well, of course, the argument, Johnny Ray, from the supporter of a universal healthcare system would be that, well, but what if you can't afford it, Johnny? Then you have to decide no, because you can't afford this insanely expensive surgery. At least under a government-run system, there's a chance they're going to fund it for you if you're younger.
Well, I mean, you can afford... Affording something is about making choices, usually.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a question of a procedure that honestly costs $1 million, a lot of people won't be able to afford that, and that's
right.
just life. That's the world in a few
that's
years.
That's a cold answer.
Well, that's the world isn't fair. Life isn't fair. My parents.
Yeah, but you can use the violence of government to make sure that you get that thing paid for.
In a few years, the price of all these groundbreaking procedures comes down, and eventually everyone...
Does it, though? Not with intellectual property laws out there.
In the natural world,
mm-hmm.
that's how it happens.
You're talking about in theory, in the absence of regulation, you're saying that the marketplace would drive costs of these technologies down, would make it so there was competition. But even in the areas of... you know, something that's not common, right? Like, you know, heart disease or cancer are pretty common, but in like some weirdo, bizarre, you know, very unusual circumstance that somebody comes down with, some kind of malady, you know, I'm sure health-related field people couldn't throw a name of one of those things out there, but something that's unusual, you know, that's there's not a lot of competition in the area of solving that problem. Don't we need government to force people to research solutions there?
No. We just need more doctors. Mm-hmm. We need more people to be allowed to practice medicine. And the best ones who are in these rare fields will always be able to command the highest prices, but if others are allowed to get into the business, then the price will come down. But if you have a super... If you have an exceptionally rare skill, then you will always be able to command the highest price for it, and it'll be expensive if it is expensive, and it'll be cheap if it's cheap.
Yeah, that much is true. I mean, I think typically the answer is charity, you know, so that in the situations where you've got a person who cannot afford to pay for something, in the same way that when somebody's house burns down, a bunch of people in the area or from elsewhere will, in a lot of cases, donate quite a bit of money to the victim family there, the victims of fire. We can see that with healthcare. We can see that with all kinds of charitable efforts to feed the hungry and to help the sick and the elderly. I think that people are charitable and people do want to help others, and that we don't need to force people. I think that the answer of, well, sorry, you rolled the dice, kid, and you're just going to have to die now, that's not a persuasive answer to get somebody to say, okay, I give up. We don't need this government-run healthcare system. But then again, a lot of the times the people who believe in government-run healthcare systems want to have that system because they don't believe people are charitable. They believe that people are bad. They believe that people are inherently evil and selfish and will not help their neighbor. I think there's so much evidence to the contrary of that, but a person who believes that about humanity is not likely to see any evidence that you produce. But nonetheless, I still think that at least appealing to charity is better than just saying, well, too bad, kid. You rolled the dice and you didn't come up a winner. Nice knowing you.
Yeah, charity is fine.
Yeah.
Charity is beautiful. It's not a real solution. I think a real solution is the advancement of learning. A lot of procedures that are offered these days are, there's an article called How Doctors Die that came out a few years ago, and in the article it explained that when doctors get certain diagnoses, they don't do what they tell their patients to do.
Do as I say, not as I do.
They don't try everything that can be done. They
really
don't do everything that can be done. They go and they get their affairs in order,
yeah,
and then they die.
Really?
Yes, because in their careers, they've seen that when, say, somebody has cancer, instead of allowing someone to die, they prolong their life for a matter of months or years, and it is a very low quality
life.
It's a life full of nausea and losing your hair.
Yeah, that
and
doesn't sound good.
Right, and
you're saying the doctors won't allow that to happen to themselves.
Doctors don't do that to themselves.
Interesting.
Doctors die with dignity, and when they know what the odds are of survival, they're in the business and they see it every day, and they very often don't risk the odds. They try to maximize the quality of their life. What it remains of it.
Is it the admonition or whatever of do no harm that the doctors have to follow? Is that what's causing some of this, where they have some sort of obligation to try to extend somebody's life, even if it's going to be a less than desirable life?
I would say it's doing away with the concept of do no harm that will cause a doctor to have their patient go through hell for few months of their life.
To some extent, though, the patient is seeking that. I mean, the patients do want to extend their lives in some cases, I would imagine, even if it won't be ideal. We're coming up on Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. So feel free to Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. And in the studio with you here tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Johnny Ray.
So we're going to go to your calls and your thoughts. You're certainly welcome to bring up whatever's on your mind. Also, we still can talk more about, and we should, talk more about savings in moments. Plus, your calls and thoughts. So let's go to the phones, to the fun. Fred, listening in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Fred.
You guys hear me all right?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
All right. I'm calling about, I was listening to Coast about a week ago, and there's a guy that's evidently been, doing this research for, ever since the government started doing this. I'm calling on comtrails.
Comtrails?
Comtrails, you know, the stuff they throw in the sky.
Yeah, you're talking about the condensation that comes behind an airplane based on atmospheric conditions?
No, I'm not talking about normal jet trails. I'm talking about the
stuff
that hangs.
Well, that's what a contrail is. Sometimes it hangs based on the temperature and water vapor.
I'm telling you,
turning
what they're spraying is fly ash.
Fly ash?
Fly ash.
Which what is fly ash?
Any toxins. All the guys that have been doing the research on this stuff have been trying to collect it from rainwater to figure out what they've been...
How's that worked out?
Well, it hasn't worked out well.
Yeah, it's because it's a bunch of crap.
Behind them evidently.
That's because it's a bunch of garbage. Yeah, it's a bunch of crap, dude. It's paranoid nonsense. You're talking about the idea of chemtrails, which people have been calling this show about for years, and there's no evidence for it besides the fantasies cooked up in people's minds.
They are creating an artificial ceiling above the earth, which creates the global warming that they perceive will give them control.
There's no global warming, dude. And
there's global warming, but they're trying to pound that into our heads.
Yeah.
Because they are creating.
So there's different stories here, Fred. Yeah, no, I don't think so. Just because you hear it on, some talk show in the middle of the night doesn't make it true. And even if you're on in the middle of the day,
it in many places across.
Just because you're seeing contrails in the sky doesn't mean somebody is poisoning you.
No, dude.
Or
where I'm at right now, it's been below zero for a week.
Yeah.
As soon as it was 20 degrees, they spread a grid above the whole damn county. And I'm only 20 miles away from an air base.
Right.
Okay,
so you believe that they're putting some... So some people believe that these chemtrails are trying to poison people. You're saying they're trying to build some sort of an aerial dome?
Well, it's a twofold thing because there's a lot of toxins in coal fly ash. And
what the hell
what
is that?
Does, it's part of this Alzheimer's craze is going across America. And it's just like in war. When you shoot one guy in the leg, you take three out because they got to have two to carry him.
I'm not sure
all
what
right,
that has to do
to
with...
They us out before they have to pay Social Security. This
wow,
is
you are all over the place, man. So
on
hold on, let me see if I've got this straight. What you're saying is the men who are flying those jets...
I don't think those guys...
I'd like to ask you a question about this, since you seem to know so much about it. So you believe they're trying to eliminate the population so they don't have to pay Social Security. Are you saying to me that the men who are flying those jets and allegedly releasing this chemical or ash or whatever the heck it is you believe that it is over the population, aren't they also poisoning their own families?
Dude, don't you think they're keeping them as dumb as they're keeping us? These are soldiers.
So you think that...
They're doing what they're told.
So you think that the pilots who are delivering this deadly toxin or whatever it is, that they're just so stupid that they have no idea that they're spraying some potentially dangerous chemical?
I'm sure the government has another story for them telling, you know, explaining what it is that they're spraying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that it, believe me, it's just like the Hillary House of Cards. There's going to be a lot of things going to fall here real quick.
It's paranoid. There's no basis for what you're saying. It's just based on pure speculation. And there's no doubt that the government is an evil organization that does hurt innocent people. And it is true that in certain circumstances...
Isn't every conspiracy that's ever been proved based on speculation?
Huh?
I said, isn't every conspiracy that's ever been proved based on speculation?
Well, if it's proved...
You have to have a root before you have a plan.
Well, if it's proved, then you have proof. And there is no proof of this. This is just wild speculation.
Well, yeah, but you have to think before you look.
I understand. You have to come up with a hypothesis. I understand that. But generally, you want to have some sort of evidence that you can collect to prove your hypothesis. And in this case, it's just pure conspiracy theory.
That's what I tried to open the call with.
You don't have evidence, though.
He claims that he has the stuff. He traced
it's ridiculous.
Up into a chemtrail and got a bucket full of them.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't buy it. Hey, there are some examples, though, of the government. I'll give you this, though, Fred. There are some examples of the government spraying actual chemicals in the air. But in certain, you know, in those examples, you are aware of it. Like in Florida, where I'm from, they sprayed malathion. That's something that happened.
Well, on the same interview, he did a quote from a guy that lived out in California.
So are you wearing a gas mask every day?
I'm trying to talk about the false ceiling and the changing of the atmosphere. He used to say that, he said that this cat that lived in California forever, you remember that they used to have like the northern desert effect. It'd get cool in the evening. And it no longer does. It just hangs and hangs.
Fred, do you walk around with a gas mask on all the time?
No, not in northern Michigan, but if I was in California, I reckon.
Wait a minute, I thought you said they crisscrossed the sky in a grid pattern just the other day.
Oh, they did, but luckily the wind was blowing south of me.
So you're not really that worried then, right? I mean, you're not really that concerned about this. You're not changing your lifestyle.
No, I'm not, but I'm aware of my surroundings, which many of us...
So you purchased a gas mask... So you've purchased a gas mask, a breathing apparatus of some sort.
No, my old man had an old World War II novelty thing. I got one of them old canister snorkel things.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you, Fred. Thank you for the call tonight.
Hey,
keep your eyes on the skies, man.
That's not my issue.
Yeah, it's paranoid, in my opinion. I mean, it's ridiculous. Thanks for the call. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I mean, look, the government does do bad things, and I am no fan of the government, but to look up at the sky and to think that every contrail that stays in the sky is some sort of malicious thing that has been put there to poison you or pollute the atmosphere or whatever the, you know, the moments, whim, you know, that you think of, you believe about it, because there's no evidence for what you're saying. There's a lot of evidence that you're looking at a contrail, that you're looking at the vapor that comes out, you know, that freezes into ice in the atmosphere and can, you know, can stay there based on atmospheric conditions. That's my understanding. There's actual, like, websites where you can go and read more about exactly how the science works on that. We've actually done it on the air. I've read some of the objections, some of the science out there. I think one of the great websites is called Contrail Science. I think it was .com. It might not be .com, but it was Contrail Science, where they just eviscerate you know, these claims, these conspiracy theories. Yeah, contrailscience.com, and then all kinds of information on how to debunk these chemtrail claims. And we've been hearing this stuff for years on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm really glad Fred called in, because ever since I started listening to talk radio, some of my first experiences were people calling local shows and talking about the chemtrails that they were seeing up in the air. Mm-hmm. And I thought it had been, you know, the argument was out of currency, so I hadn't heard about it in a long time. But good to hear again.
Oh, there are people out there. I mean, I remember driving up to Lancaster, New Hampshire, for some of the camping festivals up there. And when you drive on Route 91 or Interstate 91 through Vermont, and you get off on the, you know, state roads up there, there's houses with signs in the yard about chemtrails.
Wow.
There's like a movement up there of people who really believe in this stuff. And that's why I just always have to ask, like, all right, if you believe in it, what steps have you taken to remediate the supposed threat? I mean, because you believe that it's so dangerous, right? So surely you're walking around with some sort of breathing apparatus on every day if you want to make sure you keep yourself from not getting brain damaged or poisoned or mind controlled or whatever it is that people believe about this stuff.
Ian, speaking about news from the 90s, have you heard about the new Paramount Network's Waco series?
I don't think
there's a dramatization of it, a several-part dramatization. It looks really good.
There's more coming up here. If you want to share your thoughts on whatever you want, you can. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.